Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So thankful to have you with me again today as we study God's Word together. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is a joy that we day after day, time after time, are able to come to your Word, knowing that it's as though you're sitting there ready to teach us again. And Lord, that's what we want. We want to be taught by your Holy Spirit what the truth is. Lord, we need the truth today. Lord, we need to be empowered to live according to that truth, according to the truth of your words and no others. Lord, we need you. We thank you for your word. We bless you for your word. And we want to give you that thanks in your son Jesus' name, who cared for us so much. He died upon the cross for our sins, gave us access to you. We bless you. We thank you. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Filled with Fruits of Righteousness. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 11. Paul the apostle knew the fellowship and love that was within the church in Philippi. He prayed for them. He desired that their love would abound more and more. He knew the work that was begun in them by the Lord would be completed. And as they grew in love for one another, they would become more proficient at knowing things that were more excellent, sincere, without offense until Jesus Christ returned. In chapter 1 and verse 11 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul shared his desire for them to be filled with fruits of righteousness to the glory and praise of God. We read, "Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." The verse begins, "being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ." Paul used the word filled, which means to fill to the top, so that nothing shall be wanting, to full measure, filled to the brim, when he wrote of the fruits of righteousness to the Philippians who were to have good judgment in love. These fruits of righteousness were basically the conditions acceptable to God are living in a just manner that gives each one his due. They mean to have integrity, virtue, purity of life, righteousness, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. These traits are obtainable by Jesus Christ. And Paul knew as the church in Philippi grew in their love for the Lord, they would grow in righteous ways as well. The verse continues, "unto the glory and praise of God." Let us notice to whom Paul the apostle states the glory and praise should go as the Philippians produce fruits of righteousness. They're to go to God. Glory is basically magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, and grace. And praise is approbation or commendation. Paul knew that if the Philippians were ever to have fruits of righteousness in their lives, it would be because God put them there, and he deserves the glory and praise for doing so. As we think about Paul's words, we may wonder if we are filled with the fruits of righteousness. Do our lives reflect the love of God that is abounding within us? It is one thing to be and act righteous. It's quite another to be righteous unto the glory and praise of God. Do we take credit and give glory to ourselves when we develop righteous ways? Are we praising our efforts, our determination, and our willingness as opposed to giving glory and praise to the Lord for our fruits of righteousness? Perhaps it will benefit us to examine to whom we give glory and praise for our behavior and attitudes as we grow in righteousness. And let the words of this old song be our anthem as we continue in our relationship with God. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. Next time, Paul shares of the benefits of the things which have happened to him. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.